All right, if you'll take your Bibles this morning and turn to Joshua chapter 15. Joshua 15. Made it to verse 38, so we made it through 37 last time, and these not only is it interesting to pronounce these names, it's kind of interesting to see, and as I've been going through this, I've been looking them up on the map, so I could see where they are on the map, and it's making things a lot more clear when you know where they lie on the map. So if you ever get an opportunity to do that, it's kind of an interesting thing because you have to find many different maps because they're not all on the same map, and then you have to then I want to know what it's by, so I take that map and I put it by the next map and I look and see and try and match it all up. So it's quite a large area. It's quite interesting. Even though it seems like it's kind of dry and boring at times because of all the different names and not much information on some of them. In fact, some of them, these ones that we're going to look at today again, some of them, they're not listed anywhere else in Scripture. This is the only place you'll find it. So let's start with Joshua 15, verse 38. It says, and Dilene, and Mizpah, and Jokthiel. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are thankful for this day that you've given to us, thankful for the book of Joshua, and as again I have said before, Father, that sometimes these things seem maybe boring, maybe dull, but there's a reason why you put them in here, and it's not only for us to know, but for the people of Israel to know exactly where the borders were, exactly which cities were included and villages and all. And so, Father, I pray that we would get something from this, that we could also learn and draw closer to you. And we thank you for what you're going to accomplish today, and will not fail to give you all the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Dilene, this is listed nowhere else in Scripture. Mizpah, there were cities given to other tribes with this same name. And Jokthiel, this city is mentioned in 2 Kings, if you'll turn to 2 Kings, chapter 14. Verses 1 through 7. Second Kings 14, verses 1 through 7, it says, in the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Johanan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father, and did according to all things as Joash his father did. Howbeit the high places were not taken away, as yet the people did sacrifice and burn incense on the high places. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants which had slain the king his father. But the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. He slew of Edom in the valley of Salt 10,000, and took Selah by war, and called the name of it Jokthiel unto this day. So that's where we see that again. And then Joshua 15:39, it says, Lachish and Boscoth and Eglon and Kebon and Laman and Kitlish. Lachish and Eglon were royal cities. In Joshua 10:3, we read, wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Deber, king of Eglon, saying, and then, and Boscoth is called Boskath, which instead of Bozkath, it's called Boschath, of which place was the mother of King Josiah. In 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 1, 2 Kings 22 and verse 1, it says, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 39 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adiah of Boskath. So, again, sometimes we see that these names of these cities, the spelling of them is different in different places, and we'll also see later on where some of them, they were one name, also known as another name, and sometimes those names were changed several times, and so it's what happens, and so we just have to follow. So if you ever do this complete study on this stuff, it takes quite a bit of maneuvering through the scriptures and all to find where all of this stuff is, because it doesn't just tell you in every place what the name was and where it was changed, and so you have to do some research. It's where we study to show ourselves approved unto God, right? So we can know where we are. And then verse 40 of Joshua 15, it says, and Kibbon and Laman and Kitlish, cities of which we can give no account as they are not being mentioned anywhere else in Scripture. Verse 41, and Gederoth, Beth Dagon, and Namath, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages. Gederoth reckoned among the cities of the Low Country and south of Judah. We can find mention of it in 2 Chronicles, chapter 28. Second Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 18. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the Low Country and of the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Shaco and the villages thereof, and Timnah and the villages thereof, Gimzo also and the villages thereof, and they dwelt there. So we see that mentioned again in Second Chronicles. And Beth Dagon, this city is only listed in one other place in Scripture, and that's Joshua 19:27. It's very possible that in this city was the house or temple of Dagon, which was a principal deity of the Philistines. As we know, they took the Ark of the Covenant and put it in with Dagon, and of course, what happened to Dagon? not a pretty sight, right? So 1 Samuel 5:2, when the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And then Naamah, the only other places in Scripture that we see this name is in Genesis 4:22, where the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. In 1 Kings 14:21 and 31, and 2 Chronicles 10:13, where the mother of Rehoboam is Naamah. So those are names instead of places. And then Makeda, this one we see in Joshua chapter 10 and verses 10, 16, 17, 21, 28, and 29. Verse 10, it says, and the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon and smote them to Azekah and to Makeda. And verse 28 of chapter 10 also says, and that day Joshua took Makeda and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, he utterly destroyed them, and all the souls that were therein, he let none remain, and he did to the king of Makeda as he did to the king of Jericho. It was a royal city. In Joshua 12 and verse 16, we can see where it's another one that was a royal city. The king of Makeda won, and the king of Bethel won. So they had a place where the king set up in that town as well, or that city. 16 cities with their villages, and that is the exact number as is listed there. and these 16 cities were part of the division of the cities of Judah. In verse 42 of Joshua 15, Libna and Ether and Ashen. Here begins another division or list of the cities of Judah in the valley or the plain. Libna, in Joshua chapter 10, verses 29 and 30, we see this also listed there. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah and all Israel with him unto Libna and fought against Libna, and the Lord delivered it also and the king thereof into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho. Libna was a royal city, and chapter 12 and verse 15, we see where it's also listed as the king of Libna in chapter 12 and verse 15, where it says the king of Libna won and the king of Adullam won. And Ether and Ashen, both of these cities were given to the tribe of Simeon. We can see that in Joshua 19, verses 1 and 7. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And verse 7 says, Ain, Reman, and Ether, and Ashen, four cities with their villages. Joshua 15:43, and Jiphtha, and Ashna, and Nezib. Jiphtha is nowhere else mentioned. Ashna, there was another Ashna of this tribe, which we saw when we saw Joshua 15:33, and Nezib is nowhere else mentioned. Verse 44 says, and Keliah, and Achzib, and Marisheth, nine cities with their villages. The first of these is a well-known city which David saved from the hands of the Philistines, and we can see that in 1 Samuel 23. One through five. Then they told David, saying, Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, Go and smite the Philistines, and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah, how much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines. Then David inquired of the Lord yet again, and the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. So, known city of where David had come to the rescue based on what God had told him to do. Then Achzib is said to be on the borders of Asher in Joshua 19, verse 29. And then the coast turneth to Ramah and to the strong city Tyre, and coast turneth to Hosa, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast of Achzib. So Achzib is on the sea. And Marisheth, in 2 Chronicles 11, 5 and 8, we have 2 Chronicles 11, five and verse 8, and Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem and built cities for defense in Judah, and verse 8, and Gath and Mareshah and Ziph. nine cities with their villages, which is the exact number of cities that are listed here. And then verse 45, Ekron with her towns and her villages. Ekron was one of the five lordships of the Philistines and the most northern of all the districts they possessed. The five lordships of the Philistines were Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. There's no proof that the Israelites ever possessed Ekron. In Joshua 13:3, it says, from Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron, northward, which is counted to the Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazathites, and the Ashdothites, the Eshkelonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites. And Joshua 15:46. From Ekron, even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. When it talks about the sea, it's talking about the Mediterranean Sea and all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. This is the Asatos of the New Testament in Acts chapter 8, verse 40. Verse 40, it says, but Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. It's the same place. Another of the principalities of the Philistines, Amos chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, and I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn mine hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God. And Ekron, Zephaniah 2:4 says, for Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Joshua 15:47 goes on and says, Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, under the river of Egypt, and the great sea, and the border thereof. Gaza was another of the principalities of the Philistines. In Amos 1:7 it says, but I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof. And Acts 8:26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. These, with the two other principalities not mentioned, Gath and Ashkelon, were in the western border of the tribe of Judah, which reached from Ekron. And then unto the river of Egypt, of which we see in Joshua 15:4, says, from thence it passed towards Asmon and went out unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of the coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. The great sea and the border thereof, again the Mediterranean Sea, whose border was its shore. The following seem to begin a list of the mountain cities. This is also known as the hill country of Judea. Joshua 15:48 says, and in the mountains, Shemir and Jatir and Sakka. The mountains, that is the higher grounds called mountains or hills in comparison of the sea coast. Shemir was located northwest of Shechem. It was in the midst of the land. It is mentioned in Judges chapter 10. Judges chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. It says, and after Abimelech, there arose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Pua, and the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shemir in Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years and died and was buried in Shemir. It's interesting, too, because some of these towns that you see, as we're talking about the mountainous ranges, there's some of these towns, these cities that are mentioned by name, and there's another one in the valleys by the same name, but then one up in the mountainous regions. So that's why it's mentioned separately as in mountainous regions as opposed to in the plain. Shamir was located northwest of Shechem. It was in the midst of the land. It's mentioned, as I read, Jatir. This city is mentioned in 1 Samuel 30, 26 through 27. First Samuel 30, verses 26 and 27. It says, and when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord, to them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in the south Ramah, and to them which were in Jatir. And again, in 1 Chronicles 6, 57, it says, and to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Judah, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libna with her suburbs, and Jatir, and Eshtemoah with their suburbs. Succoth is different from the Succoth in Joshua 15:35. That was in the plain. As I mentioned, this is in the mountainous area. So same name, different area of the country. And then Joshua 15:49, and Dana and Kirjath Sana, which is Debir. Dana is not mentioned elsewhere, and Kirjath Sana, which is Debir, Kirjath Sana, had three names, this and Debir and Kirjath Sefer. So like I said, you have to do some research to find where the name is the same place, but different names for them. And here in this verse, it says Kirjath Sana, which is Debir, so you know that that is the same. But then if you go in and you find out following on, you'll also find out that Kirjath Sefer is also the same place. And Judges chapter 11 and verse 1, I mean, excuse me, Judges chapter 1 and verse 11. Says, and from thence he went against the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath Sefer. So as you follow through these, you can go back and you can find the other names that are associated with that. But you're not going to find that if you just read through. You have to do some research and find out where else they are listed. And then Joshua 15:50, it says, and Anab and Eshtemo and Anam. Anab is mentioned in Joshua 11:21, and at that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, and from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. Then Eshtemoah and Anam are not mentioned anywhere else in Scripture. Verse 51 goes on and says, and Goshen and Holon and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Goshen is mentioned in Joshua 10:41, and Joshua smote from Kirjath, Kadesh Barnea, excuse me, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And again in Joshua 11:16, so Joshua took all the land and hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley, and the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and the valley of the same. Holon is mentioned in Joshua 21. Verses 13 through 16. Joshua 21:13 through 16. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron, the priest Hebron, with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libna with her suburbs, and Jatir with her suburbs, and Eshtemoah with her suburbs, and Holon with her suburbs, and Debir with her suburbs. Verse 16. And Ain with her suburbs, and Jetta with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. It's also called Hylin in 1 Chronicles. 6:58. First Chronicles 6, verse 58 says, "And Hilan with her suburbs, Debir with her suburbs." Again, same place, different name. Gola, this is mentioned in 2 Samuel 15:12 as the country of the traitor Ahithophel. In 2 Samuel 15:12, says, "And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gola, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom." So that's where we see that is mentioned again. 11 cities with their villages, the number agrees. This is the first division of cities in the mountains. The second follows the total of these cities was 11. Joshua 15:52 says, "Arab and Duma and Eshin." Of these three cities, they're not mentioned anywhere else in Scripture. Then Joshua 15:53 says, "And Janum and Beth Tapua and Afeka." Of these three cities, we have no other mention. Verse 54 says, "And Humta and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, nine cities with their villages." Humta is nowhere else mentioned in Scripture. Kirjath Arba we read of in several places in Scripture, starting back in Genesis 23:2. Genesis 23 and verse 2, it says, "And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan, and Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her." So we see that all the way back in Genesis. Then we see it several places in Joshua, chapter 14 and 15 and 20. And then we see it in Nehemiah. "And for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kirjath Arba and the villages thereof, and at Dibon, and in the villages thereof, and at Jekabzeel, and in the villages there are." And Zior is nowhere else mentioned in Scripture. Nine cities were their villages. Again, the exact number of cities that was listed here. Here ends the second division of these in the hill country of Judah, and now a third follows in verse 55, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutta. Maon was the dwelling place of Nabal, the Carmelite, whose possessions were in Carmel and were not far from one another. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, we see in verses 2 and 3, "And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, but the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb." It gave name to a wilderness near where David hid himself from Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 24 and 25. So then they arose and went to Ziph before Saul, but David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon in the plain of the southern of Jeshimon. Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. So we see another place that's been mentioned before. Carmel, not the celebrated mountain by this name, but a village, the residence of Nabal. It was near Maon, mentioned above, and was about 10 miles eastward of Hebron. It is the place where Saul erected a trophy to himself after the defeat of the Amalekites. 1 Samuel 15:12. And when Saul rose early to meet, and when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and has gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Ziph, this is where David was hiding from Saul. This gave name to a wilderness also in 1 Samuel 23, again 14 and 15. And David abode in the wilderness and strongholds and remained in the mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wood. And Juttah, the only other mention, is in Joshua 21:16, and Ain with her suburbs, and Juttah with her suburbs, and Beth-Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. Then these 3 hill country cities of Maon, Carmel, and Ziph kept their names. All of the cities are mentioned several times in the life of David. And then Joshua 15:56, and Jezreel, and Jokdim, and Zenoa. This Jezreel in the tribe of Judah is different from that which was once a royal seat of some of the kings of Israel, and from whence the famous valley of Jezreel had its name. And Jokdim, of which we have no other mention in Scripture, and Zenoa is a distinct place from the city of the same name in the valley that we saw in Joshua 15:34. Joshua 15:57 is Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Cain, of which we have no other mention in Scripture. Gibeah, there were other places that went by the name of Gibeah. There was a Gibeah in Benjamin. In Judges chapter 20 and verse 4, and the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, I came to Gibeah that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine to lodge. So again, but a different place. And another in the same tribe called Gibeah of Saul, to distinguish it from that, in 1 Samuel 11:4, it says, then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. But this was in the tribe of Judah. It is thought to be the same with that in 1 Samuel 23:19. Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, doth not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood in the hill of Hakaliah, Hakalah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Then, which was near Ziph, Timnah, this city came up in Joshua 15:10, and the border compassed from Bala to westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jerim, which is Cheshalon on the north side, and went down to Beth-Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And we see it again in 2 Chronicles 28:18. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the low country and in the south of Judah, and had taken Beth-Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Shaco with the villages thereof, and Timnah with the villages thereof, Gizmo also and the villages thereof, and they dwelt there. Then it says 10 cities with their villages. The number agrees with the names of them that are mentioned. These 10 cities were all part of the range of hills of Judea. Joshua 15:58 says, Halha, Bethzer, and Geder. Here begins a fourth division or list of the cities in the mountains, Halha, of which we find nowhere else in Scripture. Bethzer we find in 2 Chronicles 11:5 through 7. And Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem and built cities for defense in Judah. He built even Bethlehem and Etam and Teco and Bethzer and Shaco and Adullam. Geder of this city we see in 1 Chronicles 4:39. And they went to the entrance of Geder, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. Joshua 15:59 says, And Maroth and Beth Anoth and El Tekun, six cities with their villages. Of these cities, we have no account elsewhere in Scripture. It mentions six cities with their villages. These were all in the mountains, part of Judea, as were the two following. And these six cities are in the near area of the 11 previously mentioned. Joshua 15:60, Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, and Reba, two cities with their villages. Kirjath Baal is also mentioned in Joshua 18:14, and the border was drawn thence and compassed the corner of the sea southward from the hill that lieth before Beth Horon, southward, and the goings out thereof were at Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. Kirjath Jearim is mentioned in several places in the Old Testament. Reba is not found elsewhere in Scripture, since it is different from the city of Reba of the children of Ammon, which is in 2 Samuel 12:26. And Joab fought against Reba and the children of Ammon and took the royal city. These two cities with their villages are exactly as we see listed. And then verse 61, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, and Sakaka. The wilderness of Judea, which was not a desert and inhabited, but and uninhabited, but had many cities and villages in it. Beth Araba is found in Joshua 15:6, and the border went up to Beth Hogla and passed along by the north of Beth Araba, and the border went out to the stone Bohan, the son of Reuben. Midin and Sikaka are only mentioned in this place in Scripture. Verse 62, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, six cities with their villages. Of Nibshan, no mention is made elsewhere in Scripture. The city of Salt, some believe that this is a city that is located by the Salt Sea, or along the Salt Sea, or Dead Sea. I was unable to find anything concrete about the city of Salt. There's a map that had a location of the city of Salt with a question mark by it. It would have been along that coast, so it's possible, but I couldn't find anything concrete on that. And En-Gedi is a well-known place near the Salt Sea. En-Gedi would later be a safe place for David to hide from Saul in 1 Samuel 23:29. It says, and David went up from thence and dwelt in strongholds at En-Gedi. And then in 24:1, and it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Six cities were their villages. Once again, six matches the list that's given there. And then verse 63 says, as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Excuse me. Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, were descendants from the third son of Canaan. We see in Genesis 10:15-16, and Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite. Genesis 15:21, it says, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. It is unclear whether the Israelites were simply unwilling to drive them out, or could not, because their disobedience caused God to withdraw his help. In any case, it's noted that they could not drive them out. This sad note, concluding the account of Judah's allotment, reveals the type of enduring trouble that surfaced when God's commands were not wholly followed. We have to remember that God gives us his commands. He wants us to follow them, and we need to follow them to the last jot and tittle, right? Not when they partial obedience is still disobedience. You turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. This is where what they were supposed to do. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, even seven nations greater and mightier than thou, and when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall not give unto, thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now therefore, that the Lord thy God is, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to them that hateth him, he will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. So they were supposed to get rid of them totally. And they didn't. Why? Who knows, right? Who can answer that? Why do people do what they do? Well, sin's the ultimate answer, right? And the other is, we don't want anybody telling us what to do, right? Even God. So the Israelites, specifically the tribe of Judah, did not manage to run out the Jebusites. They lived together in Jerusalem. And it was my goal to get through that chapter today, and we made it. So, all right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so very thankful for your word, and we're thankful for the blessings that you bestow upon us. We're thankful for the opportunity we can meet together and to worship you, and looking forward to what you have in the upcoming service, Father. And again, we will not fail to give you all the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Intermission.